Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Come on, get in here. Sit down.
Okay, so here we go.
So here's my question.
Is today Tuesday?
Ah, what a perfect day.
Oh, yeah.
Sun is out. Birds and chicken.
This coffee's really good.
I like your energy, hombre.
You know what? I am addicted to caffeine.
No judgments.
Whatever gets the job done.
I like the way you think.
We got things to do. Let's get this show on the road, man.
Let's do it. Mike and Carla Morning Show. It's about 6:06 Tuesday morning, along with our executive producer, Morty. Looking forward to a brand new day, and I was tuning in to your Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Happy to know you have the right bra on this morning.
Thank you. Well, yeah, it's a good one. It is, but, you know, I wanted to put on another one, but this is good. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good bra.
Now, does that set, as a woman, does that set the tone for the whole day?
It kind of does.
I mean, it's going to be a good day. Or a bad day.
Yeah. As you guys may know, if something's just a little off and you got to do some yanking and moving around, mm-hmm. it's not fun.
No.
You know, and some bras fit. It could be the same bra. It'll fit differently from that other one.
Okay.
You know, and I'm a buy two or three-er, you know, and I won't know. It's like, this is not. So sometimes I have to put a little number. I have to take a little sharp, or like the what do you call it, the permanent marker,
mm-hmm.
Put a little number in there. I actually do that with my clothes.
Really?
Yeah, like a 1, 2, 3.
And do you match it up with the panties?
My
or no?
Granimals? Yeah. Yes, my granimals. I do.
Part.
Giraffe. Yes, I do.
And at your age, maybe that might work.
It might
for
work.
You and a lot of other people in that same demographic. I don't know.
All flamingo, right, well. Flamingo. Okay, these work. Where are my garanimals?
I'm a messed up zoo today. I don't know what's going on.
Granny moles.
Sunshine breezy today. It's going to be a little breezy today. High in the low 90s. Windy tomorrow. Low 90s again. Only about 75 this morning.
Interesting. Wow.
All right, Carla. Weather. Has her first take on some entertainment news.
Oh, is the supermodel just faking it? Maybe.
We're going to find out right now.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, first of all, this is huge. The Voice starts up again next week. Taylor Swift joining this season as a, quote, mega mentor. She was on season 5 or 6, I mm-hmm. believe it is, and this is season 17. That's a huge get right
wow.
there.
Wow.
Another huge get, Martha Stewart. She's going to have a cow named after her.
Is that possible?
Yeah, it is,
Mike. You can do that.
Yes. She's actually taking part in this big grand opening. It's called Stu Leonard's Supermarket in Paramus, New Jersey. Now, she is from Nutley, New Jersey, which is right near there. And it's the Garden State's first ever Stu Leonard's. These are supposed to be really cool supermarkets. So they're going to name a cow after Martha Stewart.
Well, I know you can have a star
awesome.
Named
yeah.
after you.
Yeah, well, they're
or
just
dedicated.
Doing this in her
oh.
honor. They're doing this in her honor. I think that's cool. Don't do anything. Let that cow live, by the way.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'll be cooking that cow up. Christy Brinkley. She broke her arm, so her daughter stepped in for her on Dancing with the Stars last night. Did a great job. Wendy Williams thinks there's something a little shady going on, and she's accusing Christy of faking the injury.
What?
Yeah, so her daughter could do the show. She said it looked fake as hell that fall. I don't see a wrist and a shoulder being fractured.
So this was all planned out by Christy Brinkley.
That's what Wendy Williams says, but I don't know, fake or not, Christy has multiple broken bones. She had surgery. They inserted a plate and screws.
Allegedly.
To repair. Yeah, yes. Allegedly. I don't know where she got the scar, but.
Uh-huh.
And she also dislocated her wrist. And
wow.
on top of that, she already twisted her ankle in an earlier practice. No, she busted up. So we can say allegedly to anything.
Okay.
And you know, it just, yeah, I mean, she hurt herself. So whatever, Wendy, quit stirring the pot. And it was reported yesterday that Rick Ocasek's cause of death was heart disease. Also had emphysema. Paulina Porsakova posted that he was home recuperating very well after a recent surgery. She found him still asleep when she brought him his coffee. and touched his cheek to wake him up. That's when she realized he had already passed on. Really sad, man.
Very sad.
But you know what? If that's the way you go, that's a good way to go.
Not a bad way.
You know what? I didn't get my coffee, but guess what? I'm fine. Yeah. I'm good now.
Led a pretty good life.
Yeah, no kidding.
And put out some amazing music.
Geez. Wow.
Congratulations, Ethan Wiedner. Ethan Wiedner, the latest winner in the 10K payday contest, picked up $1,000, got the call. Here's his reaction.
Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yep. That's it. That's a great way to start off a Tuesday morning.
That's good.
Qualified for the 10K payday grand prize of $10,000. Now, your next chance to win and qualify for the big cash going to be at 8 o'clock. Make sure you're listening for the new code word. 8 o'clock will have that for you. If you want all the rules and details about the 10K payday contest, just go to 96.3KKLZ.com. Carla, you had mentioned Christie Brinkley breaking her arm and her shoulder and everything else. And now Wendy Williams, this talk show hostess, has said that she feels or she thinks it's all fake. It's a ploy that Christie Brinkley thought up. I'll be on Dancing with the Stars, sign up for it, and then I'll fake my injuries, and then I'll move my daughter into that slot.
Because I'm sure that was all up to Christie.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars could have said, nope, we're getting someone else.
Okay.
You know?
Have you ever faked an injury to get out of doing something?
I haven't really. No. My mother did. Like, God, this had to be like late 40s. 50-ish or so.
Your mom?
My mom. She and her best friend, Julie, they worked at it's called the Bowery, and they were like waitresses. And my mom and Julie wanted to see Frank Sinatra in Chicago, so they bandaged themselves up. They bandaged their arms up, went to their boss and said, we had an accident, so we're going to need a few days off. And he said, really? Fine. He said, go ahead, take the time off forever because you're lying. You idiots. You look like buffoons. She said, we did. We looked like we just put
bandages. He didn't buy it?
No, he did not buy it. But they did get to go to Chicago.
To see Frank Sinatra.
Off. Yes. Yeah.
Nothing else to do now.
No,
we don't have to worry about work.
No, not at all.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, my mom said we looked like idiots. We just took like gauze and wrapped our arms up.
Oh, there's a part of me that I can't imagine your mom doing it. But then.
Oh, please.
I think of her personality.
God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and she would be the first person to do it.
Yeah, she was pretty wild. She really was. And, I mean, that was like, 17. I think she was 16, 17.
Wow. Or so.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's when the girls were screaming.
Oh, I know.
For Frank Sinatra.
Oh, please,
My aunt went to go see her in, I think he was in Gary, Indiana for something. And yeah, it was, the girls were going nuts like... The girls, when they saw the Beatles.
Right. Yes, exactly.
And I said, what? Exactly. Yes, for Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, every generation. I have a picture. I should bring it in and show you. It's a little teeny black and white that my mom actually took of him. They ran across him on the street. They were walking. He was getting into a car. She said, oh, my God, can I get your picture? And he just kind of turned around and said, yeah, I have a picture. I said, why didn't you get in it? She's like, how was I going to get at the time? Yeah, hold on a second.
Nobody even knew what a selfie was back then.
No, not at all.
Anybody else? When's the last time you or somebody you know faked an injury to get out of doing something? Can you dial it up this morning? 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. Yeah, talk or text. We'd love to hear from you this morning. It's time after time.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Just talking about Christie Brinkley breaking her arm and her wrist, shoulder. She's all banged up.
Yeah.
And how Wendy Williams, who has her own talk show, has said that this is all fake.
She thinks she's faking it so she could get her daughter on Dancing with the Stars. Now she had to have a screw put in her arm. Screws, I should say, put in her arm. Yeah, I know.
So we wanted to know if you've ever faked an injury to get out of doing something. John, what about you?
In junior high, I used to hate to play softball and phys ed. So there was these weeds that grew outside of the school, and if they had little sticky things on them, if you stuck it in, it would give you a little red mark and swelling. I used to just go outside and smack it in my hand and then go, oh, look, I need to go to the nurse. I have some kind of reaction to something.
Oh, that is good.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I hated playing softball.
Oh, that's too funny. That's funny. I got a text from Michelle. kind of similar. She said I wanted to skip a class that I hated. So I put powder on my face in the morning so I'd look really pale. And I told my friends, yeah, I wasn't feeling really good. Nobody asked a lot of questions. They sent me to the nurse, you know, and they sent me to the principal. So my mom could pick me up. When I got home, I actually started feeling really crappy when I thought I'd just lay down, take a nap. Ran to the bathroom, threw up. I got really sick. Bad karma. Bad karma. That's what she said. Pure karma. Oh, my God. Too funny.
Pete, what about you? Is it you or somebody you know?
It's actually me. And I faked when I was in elementary school, I used to fake a stomach ache every year so I didn't have to go through the haunted house at Halloween time.
Oh,
I hated haunted houses, and every school year we would have one at our school, and I would take a stomach ache and go to the nurse's office.
I don't blame you.
I'd start crying and telling my stomach hurt, and I didn't feel well.
Because how do you...
I'm like, teacher, my stomach's hurting me. Oh, I got to go to the nurse. And they bought it. I'd throw in some fake tears, and they'd buy it every year.
Oh, man.
Because how do you prove you don't have a stomach ache?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the one and only time that we moved between second and third grade, and I had a stomach ache for a while because I didn't know anybody at the school, and I would have a stomach ache, and my mom was like, "You don't," but I do. I was so nervous. Yeah, but it doesn't always work, especially that wine that he gave us.
Maria, what about you? What's your story?
My son, I literally had to laugh at him. He, slow motion, fell down the stairs so he wouldn't be able to do the dishes. He, slow motion, down the stairs and says, Mom, it hurts. I just can't do it.
Oh my
but you've seen me fall down the stairs. I can't. I'm like, get those dishes done. I mean, literally faked it, slow motion, and was all dramatic about it. Yeah, I really pulled this off. My mom's going to believe I fell down the stairs.
Oh, you know how I feel about slow motion anyway.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just
I know.
Overused.
I know. But honey, it's hard to do when you're falling down the stairs and trying to do it in slow motion.
Details on how to play the 10K Payday Contest coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It's Tuesday morning, 7:05. They say sunshine breezy today. High in the low 90s today and tomorrow. A little windy tomorrow. 93 the high. It's only 74 outside right now. By the way, last hour talking about those fake injuries.
Yes.
I've told this story before. It's been a while, but it reminded me of the story when I was little. My cousin, he was Big Mike, I was Little Mike, and he had broken his arm a couple of times. Seriously broken his arm.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what we were doing. I think he jumped off our garage roof or something, but he broke his arm again. So I went in to tell my parents and his mom and dad, my aunt and uncle, that he had broken his arm, and they didn't believe me. I couldn't sell it.
Oh, jeez.
So I went back outside, and I told my cousin, I said, hey, your mom and dad don't believe me. So a little tear started coming down his eye, and so he said, go back and tell them. I can't move. I broke my arm, and blah, blah, blah. So I went back in. My uncle, who was a stern man.
Oh, no.
He got up. He actually got up and said, if he hasn't broken his arm and I'm getting up. And I said, oh, my God, I hope he broke. I really hope he broke his arm because he was that kind of guy.
Oh, no. You better.
So all for my mom and dad and my aunt and uncle, they all came outside to make sure. And when they said, it was almost like, he did break his arm. Oh, crap. We got to go now.
Oh.
And I was like, thank God you broke your arm.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't know what would have happened to him if he had hadn't broke his arm.
I think we all had that relative, too. quit horsing around. Okay.
Boy. All right.
Oh, my God.
Just a few things we think you should know. Carla has that coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Well, we finally made the top of the list, but is it a good one?
Oh.
Las Vegas.
All right. We'll talk more about that and some other things we think you should know after Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it's finally a good one. Las Vegas, according to Wallet Hub, has been named the most fun city. The most fun city.
What?
Yep, Vegas, the most fun city. Well,
Viva!
Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
Give me
One more time.
Viva, viva Las Vegas.
Thank you.
The number one fun city in America.
Number one fun city, followed by Orlando, New York, Miami, and Chicago.
Where's Reno?
Reno was number 33.
Oh.
33. Not so far down the list. Oh. I know. Well, it snowed in Reno yesterday.
So maybe.
I know.
Not as much fun.
Depending on where your fun lies. Now, if you're a skier, that might be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. IKEA. Marty, we might all like this. They've launched a TV channel that's designed to make you fall asleep. It's called The Slow TV Channel, features just boring footage of a ship voyaging across the sea. It lasts for 336 hours, and then it loops again.
Wow.
It's on YouTube, and you can, you know, you need something to put you to sleep. I mean, nothing like watching a ship creep along. 336 hours?
And people will tune into that.
Oh, they absolutely will.
Just to go to sleep.
Oh, my God. I use white noise at night, so.
Do you?
I listen to waves or just white noise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And this, I don't know about how we'll do. A survey found that 22% of Americans can't name one single one of the three branches of government. Not one. Not one branch of government. And that's about a quarter of Americans. That's the best performance since they started doing this survey over a dozen years ago.
So. Can you do it?
Well, I know them. I do know them. The executive.
And
the judicial. And, and what's the other one?
Executive.
Judicial. No, executive, judicial.
And?
Legislative.
Okay, there you go. All right.
There we go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I do know them. I couldn't think of them. Thank you. Ba-dum-bump. But it also found that people, you know, who are studying for people who are you know, immigrating and they're taking their citizenship tests, they know way more than we know.
They have to know that stuff.
They do, but they're very proud of it.
Yes.
You know, we claim we're proud. We don't know anything. We have no idea. First president, who? I don't know.
No.
They named a city after him, I think.
I'm not sure.
Yes, that's right. The city of George.
St. George. Right. He was a saint.
Yes, he was.
It's in Utah.
Oh, my gosh. We're such dumb Americans. Dumb, ugly Americans. It's Tuesday. A few things you should know.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to get stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We haven't done this in a while, but on vacation, I thought about this, and I thought I'd bring it up when we got back. And I forget what we used to call it, but it's one of those things where you go, what chaps your butt?
Yeah, what chaps your butt?
Jody loves Starbucks.
Chaps are behind.
So we go into Starbucks on vacation, and there's a line, which is, I understand that.
Yeah,
there's four line. Kids in front of Jody. And they're all on their phones, and they're laughing, they're giggling, they're blah, 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 blah. It's taking a while to get to the front of the line.
Mm-hmm.
So the counter person finally says, can I help you? All four who have been in line for 5-10 minutes and have been to Starbucks before, I'm assuming.
Right.
Oh. Let me, I don't know. And they just stare at the menu.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there. I'm not standing with Jody, but I'm thinking to myself, you've been here before. I don't think the menu at Starbucks has changed that much.
Right.
You've had nothing better to do than maybe already think of what you want to order.
I know.
I don't know if this bothers you, but it bothers me.
Sometimes I understand only because I'll go in wanting something. Then it's like, oh, wait a second. Hold on. They added that now. Ah, shoot. But... I get what you're
saying. Any fast food restaurant, same thing.
Right, I know. Well, yeah, McDonald's, you don't know what you want.
Burger King.
You don't know what you want at McDonald's, really?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know the menu. You've been there before.
Well, yeah.
You're standing there anyways. Look at it now.
Have you been to KFC lately?
Yes.
They have new stuff.
Do they?
They have new stuff. Yes, they do.
Does it bother anybody else? It's almost like the same thing. I've said this before, when you're paying for your grocery, or you have your groceries, and they're adding them up and everything, bagging them, and then the cashier gives you your total, and you go, oh, and you start looking through your wallet, your purse, whatever the case.
Right.
You didn't know you're going to have to pay for this?
Well,
I thought it was Free Grocery Friday.
Boy, I guess it's just Bitch Fest Tuesday, isn't it?
It's been building up inside of me, and I just thought
I have a bigger problem with the lines at Starbucks. Get out of your car, you big chooch, and go inside.
And that's what
we did. You're 14 cars behind, and you're ordering a coffee. Go inside.
That's what we did because we thought it would be faster, and it wasn't.
Yeah. No, but it is. You're not wasting gas. That's my problem. You're sitting in line, letting your car.
No, we did go in.
Yeah. Good. That's good. But you're not wasting gas with your car running.
What chaps your butt this morning? You know what? Yes. It is Bitch Fest Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
There we go. That's the new name.
Jeez, remind me not to be in front of Mr. Efficiency over there. Well, keep it rolling. Get your credit card out. Lady.
Actually, it wouldn't be me. It'd be my wife.
I don't wait in line. I'm Mike O'Brien.
Yes, I sit over there. 702-739-9636 if you want to add to the list. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had to let it out this morning about the line at Starbucks. Anybody else who wants to call in, text in, you can. If you have something you want to complain about, today would be the morning to do it. And people are texting in.
Yes, they are, Kat. Well, actually, Mary Ann said, always bothers me when somebody uses the word moist. She doesn't like the word moist. There are a lot of people out there who do not like that word. She said it just drives me nuts. Janie, couples who sit next to each other in a booth just drives me nuts. You really can't sit. You can't stand to be apart from each other for an hour for a meal.
Jody will ask me that sometimes. Do you want to sit by me? No.
No.
I want to sit across from you so I can talk to you.
Yeah. Do I sit next to you at home? Most of the time I do. So can I talk to you here?
Just need a break.
Yes. Now, Naomi says, oh, boy. I think most women hate this, Naomi. When I seem to not be in a good mood and someone says, must be that time of the month.
Time of the month.
Oh, don't even. Don't. That's when I think it's okay to hit someone. That's when I think it would be okay. Really?
So the cop would show up and you would say, here's what he said to me.
And the cop would actually probably say, oh, dude, why did you do that?
Walk away.
Why? Just walk away.
Dawn, what about you?
Okay, so I get what you're saying about the whole Starbucks standing in line thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I could see if you had just walked in and went straight to the counter and then went, oh, let me see what I want.
Right.
But if you've been standing in line for 10 minutes, you should probably already know what you want.
Thank you. Thank you.
And since it's Fish Fest Tuesday, I just have to say what I'm most bitchy about today is four-way stops. I must go through 6 four-way stops a day. And I swear, since I've lived in Vegas, never has anyone done it right.
Well,
it's the worst.
Welcome to Roundabout Land in Summerlin. Because,
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. Don, have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Everybody's upset about something this morning.
Oh, always. Yes.
A couple of minutes away from your next chance to win that $1,000, qualify for the 10K payday contest. We'll do that after Brian Adams.
It's time to play the 10K payday contest.
Another chance for you to enter to win $10,000 in this Beasley Media Group multi-market contest. This hour's code word, sweet.
Sweet. S-W-E-E-T, sweet.
That's the word you need right there for your chance to win $1,000 right now. Text sweet to 45911. That is 45911. Want to win $1,000 and qualify for the 10K payday? Then enter sweet online at 963kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app on your smartphone. The word sweet. You have 15 minutes to text that word off, spell it correctly. And if you get some weird number calling you, make sure you pick that phone up. Might be the Beasley banker telling you you're putting that $1,000 in your pocket right now. The word sweet. Text it to 45911. Good luck.
The word is sweet. S-W-E-E-T. Sweet. Text that word 45911 or enter it for a shot at the 10K payday through the free KKLZ app or online at 963kklz.com. Still have a few minutes to do that. Sunshine, a little breezy today, maybe not as windy as it got last night. High in the low 90s today and tomorrow. Only about 74 outside right now. People still texting in. You have one more.
Yeah, I do have one more.
About the beef facts.
You know, I think we can kind of all learn something from this one. Now, Kathy said, and hold on, let me bring it back. This is interesting because she said when people leave 4 car lengths between cars at a stoplight, move up, people. Can't get to the left turn lanes. Uh-huh. Drop the mic, rant over. Well, I get that. But I think we've all learned to stay a little farther behind because if something happens, it's always the person behind.
Right.
It's always your fault. So it's better, Kathy, to leave a little distance there. But I get what you're saying.
Maybe not 4 car lengths.
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, I get what you're saying. Everybody's thing is
But I understand that.
Yeah,
as well,
exactly. So. Exactly.
All right. Maybe we'll do it again next week.
Yes.
Let things build up.
Yeah. Yes.
And, of course, take a big exhale. Carla has some entertainment news. Her take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
A song we play right here. The video still averages 500,000 viewers a day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. More on that and other stories after Billy Joel.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Seinfeld will begin streaming on Netflix in 2021. Netflix paid more than $500 million for the rights to stream all 180 episodes of the show because you can't see Seinfeld anywhere.
It's on all the time.
It is. I mean, I guess so is Friends, and they did pretty well with that. But, man, that's, wow, okay. Huh. You can watch them all in a row, I guess, if you'd like.
Now. Yay. I'm sure Jody will be happy to hear that.
Oh, honey, yeah, I got Netflix on
I think she's banned that show from our house.
1 to 180. Uh-huh. I'm going to go all the way through.
I'll just get them done right now.
My God, that's too funny. Wow. Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney teaming up to record a song by John Lennon. It's called Grow Old With Me. And it was actually on John's posthumous 1984 album, Milk and Honey. Cool song. They did it together. And Ringo actually said that, you know, we just kind of had some fun with it. I liked it.
Joe Walsh is also on the song. Here's a little bit of the original from John Lennon. McCartney and Ringo teamed up. Mm-hmm. It's Ringo doing the vocals instead of Paul McCartney.
Yeah, Paul does. He lends a little bit to the vocals, but, you know, just kind of helps out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Interesting. It's very cool that they're doing something together, that's for sure. You know, they're still, you still see those two. It's like, oh my God, they're Beatles.
Yep.
They were Beatles. That's so cool. For some reason, the song Take On Me by A-ha still averages almost 500,000 views a day on YouTube. The video. It's a cool video.
And it's one of the best videos of all time.
And at the time, it was really different. Very, very different. If you haven't seen this, kids, get on YouTube and watch Take On Me by A-ha. It's really a cool video.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think you can still appreciate it now. Mm-hmm. Because it is, every once in a while I do see it. It's like, oh man, that was awesome.
But when it came out, people were like,
oh, look at this. Come here.
Yeah.
It's not going to air again for another 4 hours. Get in here. Jeez. And Marie Osmond, of course, Donnie and Marie ending their run over at the Flamingo on November 16th. Now, Marie Osmond was on Stephen Colbert, and he asked her, which is harder, arguing with 8 brothers or her co-host on The Talk?
Men only listen to half of what you say. Time there, and we don't fight on The Talk, actually. It's actually pleasant.
Okay.
Make your lunch date around it.
I didn't hear half of that.
Yeah.
What a laugh.
She has a great laugh. I interviewed her maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, and she was a hoot.
Mm-hmm.
She was a hoot, man. She's a kick.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of fun.
Yes.
Rod Stewart. We have Rod Stewart tickets to give away, so make sure you're listening a little bit later on next half hour at about 8:40. He's coming back to the Coliseum over at Caesar's Palace. So if you've not seen Rod Stewart, he is playing the hits, and it's all over at the Coliseum, Caesar's Palace. Those tickets to give away, we'll do that at about 8:40 this morning.
Listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All week long, we've been giving away Rod Stewart. The hits live at Coliseum, Caesar's Palace. Well, all week. It's Tuesday today.
Yes, well, sure.
All week we have tickets.
Yes.
This is good for his run, September 18th through the 5th of October. And we're going to play a round of Spy the Lie, figure out which one of us is lying, and you win the tickets. Caller number 9. We'll start with caller number 9. And I was shocked.
Shocked!
To find out that Morty, our producer Morty, has seen Rod Stewart how many times?
10 times.
10 times.
Wow. 10 times. Mm-hmm.
10 times.
Out of everybody in this room, I would have never thought that.
I do not. Okay.
10 times.
10 times.
Carla, who's the one artist that you've seen
the
most?
Heart.
How many times have you seen?
I have seen them 11 times.
11 times?
11 times. Wow. I sure have. I love them. I would have seen them last time around had they not sold out. Yeah.
I know I've seen them once with you over at
House of Blues.
House of Blues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Went to go see them.
God, they were good, man. Yeah, 11. I love them. They're one of my favorite bands to see in concert.
I'm trying to think. It would have to be if Chicago. I think I've seen Chicago a minimum of 10 times.
Oh,
dating back, dating back to, I saw them once, twice in 1 week in 1975 at the Chicago Stadium with the Beach Boys.
Right. Oh, wow.
And then, of course, over the course of the years at Caesar's Palace in that, the old showroom.
The Circus Maximus.
Yes.
Mike, Circus Maximus.
Saw them 3 or 4 times there, so I would say 10. So Morty has seen Rod Stewart 10 times.
10 times.
Mm-hmm. You've seen Hart
11 times.
11 times. Yeah. I would say Chicago 10 times. John, what about you?
I've seen Kenny Chesney 5 times.
Wow. Okay.
Really?
Yes.
All you have to do is spy the lie. Which one of us is lying? We'll get through news and weather. And then, of course, take the phone lines off hold. Start with caller number 9 for Rod Stewart tickets, 702-739-9636. Good luck. We have Marnie on the phone. Marnie, out of the 4 of us, can you spy the lie?
I think it's Morty.
No.
No.
It's not.
That's true.
I thought so too, Marnie.
He actually had to prove it to us. We were like,
wow.
And you know what else goes along with that little fun fact?
I got nailed in the face by a soccer ball at the Rod Stewart concert.
You got to keep your head on a swivel.
I know.
Of course, we don't think he does that anymore. Marnie, try back.
Okay, you got it.
Tim, what about you? Can you spy the lie?
I think it's Carla. I think Carla is full of you-know-what this morning.
Oh.
Wow. What do you think? I'm not a Heart fan?
No, you loved them 11 times. Come on now.
Is it that hard to believe that I've seen them 7 times?
Oh. Not 11.
7 times. Oh, but it wasn't hard to believe that Morty has seen Rod Stewart 10 times.
Oh, my God.
Well, Mike, I thought you'd seen Chicago more than that, actually.
Yeah, I was trying to add up and probably the minimum 10 times.
Yeah, I've actually seen Hart 7 times.
No kidding.
If you don't count...
that's all that matters.
If you don't count the Love Mongers.
Yeah, you went to go see that, and they were great.
I was up in Seattle. That was really cool. Really, really cool.
Tim, you got the tickets. You're going to see Rod Stewart, The Hits Coliseum over at Caesar's Palace. These tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good morning. Thank you guys so much.
When you play the 10K payday contest, Carla, you can't stop believing that maybe the Beasley banker is going to call you.
Yes.
Our latest winner is Wing Hung. Listen to this. The Beasley banker called her, and her reaction?
Yay! Thank you. Probably pay off some bills.
That's what she's going to do. She's going to pay off some bills.
All right.
Can't make it up.
All right, I love it.
Hung.
Wing Hung. I love it.
Your next chance to go for the $1,000 qualify for the 10K payday contest. And that 10 grand grand prize going to be less than an hour from now. Wendy Rush will have a new code word for you at about 10 o'clock this morning in less than an hour. So make sure you're listening for that. Weird, wild, wacky news and the other news coming up after Van Halen.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Candy Company just rolled out new candy canes for Christmas that taste like kale.
Oh.
They also made pizza-flavored and ham-flavored candy canes.
Hammy canes. Okay.
Get a six-pack for $6.50.
Oh, geez.
It's on their website, but the...
I see. Well, okay. I wouldn't want them, but I...
No?
Does kale have a flavor?
Not really.
Well, response to the kale canes has not been good.
Oh, God. Why didn't anybody tell me?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, my God, my insides are on fire.
Oh,
a couple in Florida were arrested for biking drunk. And even though they were both handcuffed, they managed to strip down and get it on in the back of a cop car.
Yeah, okay.
These are slippery people.
All right, there you go.
They, of course, they couldn't get anywhere. Yeah, but
they got to be young. They got to be young.
Like in their 20s or something like that.
I am just not that limber anymore. I can't.
Or that energetic.
No. You know what? My hands are behind me. Don't even try it. I can't get.
Come on, take off your shirt.
Yeah, I can't. You take off my shirt. I don't have that kind of energy. Oh, man, I tell you, what was she, 22 years old, yeah. I think they were, something like that.
Yoga instructor.
Yeah, I don't know. I can still make myself into a pretzel at 22, but not now, dude. Hey, a Montana grandma, I love these stories. She's getting speeders to slow down because she's standing outside of her house with a blow dryer. Just holding it up.
Oh, like radar, a speed
like
gun.
A radar gun. Yes, and drivers think that it is a radar gun, so they're like literally just hitting the brakes.
Uh-huh.
She said,
that's hilarious.
There are too many children in my neighborhood, she said, and somebody's going to get hit. So I had to do something. I swear I'm going to do this by the school, by my house. It's going to be old lady Ray out there.
Yeah.
Everybody will notice that there's a cord hanging.
What if you do it right out here in Durango?
Right? She should have cut that off of there. See if it slows them down. These people fly on Durango. It's ridiculous. And you'll be happy to know, guys, that women are having plastic surgery now to fix their, they call it RBC, you know, arresting face. Doctors, that's what they are calling it as well, RBF, with a more pleasant smile. It's resting bitch face.
That's what it is. I'm looking at you
that's
like.
That's it. I know what.
RBF.
What? NWA. What are you talking about, Carl? I don't know. Yes, resting bitch face.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
That's what it is. They say, though, it's like fillers and Botox can help that. And that'll cost you from anywhere, you know, between like $500 and $5,000.
Wow, to get a happy face?
To get a happy face. And they're saying a lot of saleswomen, people who work in sales, are getting it done because they look more pleasant.
Oh.
They look more pleasant. You know those women who just look, they look so annoyed, like the Kardashians. They look annoyed all the time.
Uh-huh.
Maybe get that fixed. You can look a little bit, I don't want to.
Why wouldn't you just smile?
Well, sometimes you still have that look on your face. You know, when you're not smiling, you just look rude.
Okay.
Like, you look fine when you don't smile, but other people don't look
I thought you were going to say, look at
nice.
You. You look rude all the time.
Because I'm holding the blow dryer in the middle of the road. Shut up. It's Tuesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
Well, we've heard some of these stories before, but this one might be the oldest. 112-year-old C.P. Crawford recently celebrated that birthday. By attending his first Chicago White Sox game, he's been a fan.
What?
As long, been a baseball fan, he says, for over 100 years, finally taken to a game, family, you know, that's left, friends, in a limousine.
Wow.
They took him onto the field in a wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
The team gave him a custom jersey with his last name on it. And the number 112.
That's awesome. Nice.
He just had a great time, went out after that, had a buffet. And they also brought him a big birthday cake at the game to celebrate his first game and his 112th birthday. Apparently, the team gave him all sorts of swag and all of that.
Yeah.
But he was overwhelmed. I hope not too, because he's 112. Sometimes you do really nice things like that.
You don't want to surprise him too much.
No, but you know what? Good on the friends and everybody who did that, and good on the White Sox. That's amazing.
You know what, though? If those were really good friends, they would have taken him maybe a few years earlier.
Maybe like 90 years ago?
No, when they won the World Series.
Oh, well, yes, that's right. That's right.
God,
I know.
The team sucks.
I know. You know what? He probably doesn't care.
Nah.
He probably doesn't even care.
Doesn't even know.
If I make it to 112, wheel me out to Tiger Stadium at Ford. You know, come on, man.
You know what?
Jeez, Comerica Stadium,
please,
wheel me out.
Please take this in the spirit it's meant.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could take you at 112.
Yeah, I don't know if I could take me Will you push this thing faster?
Oh, my God. Shut up.
I'm 112 for the love of God. We might not win this one. Get me out there.
Out to a Tigers game or something? No, just leave her there. Morty, just leave her there.
She won't even know.
No. All right.
Get video, though. Post it. Get video.
Post it.
Yes.
You have a feel-good story. We want to hear about it. We really do. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:41, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush coming in. She'll have your next code word. Take a shot at winning that $10,000. The grand prize, 10K payday contest, less than 20 minutes away. Otherwise, a recap of the show. Have you ever faked an injury to get out of doing something? Your mom, I think, took the cake.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Jeez.
To go see Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, bandaged yourself up.
Got fired.
Yep.
Said, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm going to see Frank. I don't care.
All right. It turned into Bitch Fest Tuesday.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, but
wow.
We need it once in a while.
You know what? If you're in line for any amount of time, know what you're going to order when you get there.
I know.
To the counter. And Rod Stewart, who would have ever guessed out of everybody on this morning show, Morty is the grand prize winner, has seen Rod Stewart. How many times? Ten?
Ten times.
With a soccer ball in the face.
That's a good night.
A viral challenge now.
All right. Well, listen. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.